We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever sent a tweet and then realized it's not really what you wanted to send? But, you know, if you delete it, then you have to start over. Well, Twitter is trying to solve that problem.
Yeah, how long have people been asking for an edit button? They said in April, maybe we'll do this. Twitter Blue subscribers now going to get to tinker with it, test it out in the coming weeks. Adam Ruzzieri, digital marketing expert with agency Partner Interactive. Adam, thanks for being here. So that's the part where I have to pay for it, right? That's their like side service?
That's exactly right. That's the one you pay for. It's their side service. And, you know, honestly, I'm still trying to figure out what the value of Twitter Blue is. So maybe once this edit feature is available for all Twitter Blue users, that'll be it.
I mean, they were probably trying to figure it out too, right?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you know, people have been asking for this edit feature for, frankly, for years now. And here's the thing that I think might be a little bit unfortunate about the edit feature. So there's going to be a version history behind your tweets that are edited. So, you know, if for whatever reason, those quick Twitter fingers have, I don't know, maybe released a misspelling or a punctuation error that just drives you nuts. I mean, it's still going to be there because you can actually see in the version history of the tweet that it's, you know, that semicolon's out of place or that frowny face is a smiley face, what have you. So, you know, I don't necessarily know what the response is going to be to, you know, an edit feature that doesn't really let you fully hide that mistake.
Yeah, Adam, I mean, I was going to say, what good is that? I mean, if you want to, if you sent out something and it was stupid or you don't, you know, or it was spelled wrong or you got, who knows, and you edit it, isn't the whole point of editing something so that you get rid of the stuff that was wrong and you present publicly what you want your tweet or whatever the communication form is to be? Yeah. If people can still see all the dumb things that you did before you, quote, edited it, how is that editing it?
Yeah, I mean, genius doesn't just happen, right? I mean, sometimes we need that edit feature, right? So, you know, in this case, you're going to have 30 minutes to try and sort of cover up those issues. But, you know, guys, so far the market hasn't really responded, I think, quite like the leadership team at Twitter would have liked them to. I mean, and I think it's because the market's realizing, well, I don't know if this edit feature is exactly what people want. You know, we know back in April when Elon Musk surveyed his followers and had like 4.5 million votes to his question of, do you want the edit button? I mean, 74% of people said yeah. And that's a lot of people, right? That's a huge poll in the world of social media. And is this quite what the world's asking for? I don't think so, guys. And that's why the market hasn't really responded quite so positively. Still, we have a company here that the value is driven by Elon Musk headlines and not new features and functionalities, unfortunately for them.
Aren't they afraid of the situation that's been brought up every time this edit button discussion gets going, though, is like somebody tweeting, you know, the president is great, and then a bunch of people retweet it, and then they change it to the president is a blank, like, and then it's all on their feeds. Like, they don't want that to happen.
Exactly, and that definitely is something that can happen, right? I mean, but that being said, we're going to know about it because of that version history. So, you know, there's got to be some sort of intelligent way to sort of differentiate edits that, you know, maybe just correct like a punctuation error here or there from those that, you know, they're fundamentally changing the context of what a tweet is supposed to communicate.
But I guess I'm trying to figure out what would the rationale be? I mean, it's not a technological one, right? I mean, you can certainly design it so that you edit it and the previous versions are gone. So somebody had to say, no, we want to keep all the bad stuff that you wrote and have it so that people can see it. What possible reason would there be for that? I can't really think of one.
It's a good question. And I think it's really just a good faith effort to try and really just kind of uphold as much integrity and really transparency, the T word, as much transparency behind the tweets that are being released to the public and frankly, by who's releasing those tweets. You know, I don't know if they're quite solving the problem the way the public really wants them to, but, you know, I know the reason for it, though, it really is just to try and maintain as much integrity on the platform as they can. But of course, guys, I mean, this is a platform that has come under fire for all sorts of content, you know, on the platform, good and bad, right? And whether or not Twitter's leadership team is going to ever successfully be able to solve it, you know, I think it remains to be seen, but I'm not that optimistic.
Right. It's not like a happy, super fun place all the time. Is Elon Musk going to be able to wiggle out of this deal?
It remains to be seen. You know, he's going before a Delaware court in October. And, you know, my thoughts are this. I think that he made an offer at $54.20 a share to buy Twitter for $44 billion. The market quickly changed. Right now, the price per share is basically like a discount of like 15 bucks from that right now. It's the market saying Twitter is worth more like 30 billion or so. And he's sitting here like, well, do I really have to write this check for 44 billion? I really think that we're seeing strong arm legal tactics here that are designed to really just bring Twitter to the negotiating table and get them to, frankly, lower the price.
So basically you're saying that he made an offer. Now he's trying to edit it down.
Exactly right. He's trying to, very well put, he's trying to edit the offer, edit that button, or hit that edit button.
But we have the history.
Yes, so. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Real quick before we run out of time, we let you go. But there were all these headlines this week about Snapchat, and everyone seemed surprised, like Snapchat cutting a bunch of jobs and losing value. I haven't opened my Snapchat in like 2.5 years, so I'm probably not the only one. I mean, is this a surprising thing?
What's Snapchat?
Exactly.
Yeah, Snapchat, TikTok. I mean, they're all right now just trying to cut costs. And, you know, they started the year with these crazy revenue projections. I think TikTok was shooting for like $12 billion or so. And it's looking like it might not happen, right? I mean, these are companies that are dealing with a market where advertisers are struggling and advertisers are having to be very particular about how they spend their marketing dollars. You know, do I spend it on Snapchat? Do I spend it on TikTok or the Meta properties? You know, ultimately, it comes down to what's going to provide the fastest ROI and the most value for shareholders.
All right. That's Adam Ruzzeri, digital marketing expert, agency partner, Interactive.
Would you pay for Twitter?
No.
No, neither would I. I mean, I don't get what you get.
Well, he didn't either.
No, I know. I mean, so you can edit, but not really edit.
It's like for like, you know, influencers and things like that.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Can't they influence better for free than to pay for it?
They're influencing on TikTok instead.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.